Penguin Random House Audio presents Silver Shadows by Rochelle Mead. Read for you by Emily Schaefer and Alden Ford. Chapter 1. Sydney. I woke to darkness. This was nothing new, as I'd been waking to darkness for the last, well, I didn't know how many days. It could have been weeks, or even months. I lost track of time in this small, cold cell, with only a rough stone floor for a bed. My captors kept me awake or asleep at their discretion with the help of some drug that made it impossible to count the days. For a while, I'd been certain they were slipping it to me in my food or water, so I'd gone on a hunger strike. The only thing that had accomplished was a forced feeding, something I never, ever wanted to experience again, and no escape from the drug. I'd finally realized they were piping it in through the ventilation system, and unlike with food, I couldn't go on an airstrike. For a while, I'd had the fanciful idea that I'd track time with my menstrual cycle, the way that women in primitive societies synced themselves up to the moon. My captors, proponents of cleanliness and efficiency, had even provided feminine hygiene products for when the time came. That plan failed as well, though. Being abruptly cut off from birth control pills at the time of my capture reset all my hormones and spun my body into irregular cycles that made it impossible to measure anything, especially when combined with my wacky sleep schedule. The only thing I could be certain of was that I wasn't pregnant, which was a huge relief. If I'd had Adrian's child to worry about, the alchemists would have had unlimited power over me. But it was just me and...